This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We watched the New York Jets actually play football. And again, I joked a little bit. We're going to hear moral victories brought up a lot later today on all the shows as you listen to The Fan all day. Keep it locked here. You know you're going to hear a lot about moral victories and how you feel coming out of this game, and the fan base should feel good. And it's one of those, like, it's tough. It's not easy. You lose on a 60-yard field goal. You watch Aaron Rodgers beat you. He throws four touchdown passes. You have a critical mistake from Gibson and a fumble. You've got Quincy Williams with a bad late hit that ends up continuing a drive in the third quarter that leads to a Steelers touchdown. You got Garrett Wilson not being able to hold on to the ball in the end, which is tough. I mean, he got hit almost immediately, but as Bart Scott was saying and he was tough on them. But Bart Scott was saying, hey, you're a $30 million wide receiver. You want to hold on to that football. You got plenty of things to still be upset about losing that game that you absolutely played well enough to win in, but that's the difference. The New York Jets played well yesterday. Defensively, there's definitely some issues, and obviously, you know, Brandon Stevens, the opposite cornerback to Sauce Gardner, was a problem. They went after him all game long. But I thought the Jet team, I mean, you look at it, all the questions about this team have been offensive. And that's really why you'll talk about moral victories, because it wasn't just that you were right there to win the game. It wasn't just that it's a two-point loss and you covered or whatever. I don't know, whatever. It wasn't just that it took a 60-yard field goal to beat you late. It's that you did it in a manner where your greatest strength was your perceived weakness. And you expect the defense to get better. You expect the mistakes to stop. You're hoping that Gibson, whoever's returning kicks from this point on, won't fumble. You're hoping you clean that kind of stuff up, and you expect this defense to be better. And 34 points is way too many points, don't get me wrong. But you kind of were heading into the season wondering what the hell was this offense going to be. At least I was. I don't know how you felt, Jet fans. At 888-808-1019, call me up. Maybe you all had confidence that Justin Fields was going to play the way he did yesterday. Maybe you had confidence this team was capable of scoring 30 points. I didn't know what Breece Hall was going to look like. Speculation at the start of the offseason that they could move him. The dynamic between him and Allen and how that tandem is going to work. And he comes out and is electric. And he rushes 107 yards on 19 carries. The running game was there. You're worried about how the offensive line's going to run block with Vera Tucker going down. It comes out and it plays it's just as good. Tippmann moves over, does a great job. The offensive line looked good. You ran the football. You blocked it up. You're worried about this passing game. The entire camp, the entire preseason, not sure if you're going to be able to complete any kind of passes. And Justin Fields throws a bomb touchdown to Garrett Wilson, who looked good in this game. The tight ends are getting involved. He's moving around the pocket while still looking down the field, even on that last play, which I guess is getting criticized a little bit because he might have been able to run for the first down. He's still, while he's running, looking to make a play down the field with the passing, like with his arm. That's what he should be doing. I had no problem with him throwing it to Garrett Wilson there to end the game. Unfortunately, Garrett Wilson couldn't hold on. Keep his eyes down the field, making plays with his arm while eluding the pass rush. I thought he played way better than I could have expected. I mean, truly, I thought there was some good amount. They completely, on the naked boot, had Pittsburgh completely fooled. I mean, there were some killer plays in there that cost you the game, absolutely, and the defense has got to be better. And the other cornerback the departure of Reed had really hurt you in this game. And plus, it's also, Stevens from his time in Baltimore, Pittsburgh knew him well and were able to game plan against him, as Sauce was pretty much on Metcalf the entire game. And you even got that lucky fluke play where it's bouncing all over the place and falls into Metcalf. Like, a lot of different things had to happen for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers to come into that building and win. And a lot of it is still the same. And I thought, it's unfortunate. The coach talked about cleaning it up. And I said, we talked about his accountability. But, I mean, ultimately, you come out of that game as a Jet fan and you say to yourself, like, this is what I talked about in the opening of the show a little bit, the new and old. Like, hey, I might have an offense here. I should have a run game. Like, that shouldn't go anywhere. This offensive line, I thought, proved that it can go push people around and you can create holes. And Breece Hall, who was one of the more explosive young backs in this league, his rookie season, I know he gets hurt, but I mean, he's an explosive back and he looked great. The run game should be there. Between the tandem and the quarterback, the run game should be there. I don't think that's going anywhere. And if he's going to pass the ball like he did, like, you're going to have a functioning offense. And you expect the defense to figure itself out. Now, there have been times where we've said that over and over again, and the defense never figures it out. And the defense, while, statistically having good seasons, crumble in the biggest moments, all the same issues the Jets have had for years, still scare you. You still hate that a penalty hurt you, hate that a turnover hurt you. But, like, I don't know about moral victories necessarily, but my faith in the team moving forward is a hell of a lot stronger than what we saw from the New York Giants, clearly, because I was concerned about what their identity was going to be, and they kept telling me the identity is going to be line of scrimmage, run the football, line of scrimmage, run the football, and that's exactly what you saw. You saw them execute a game plan, go out there and play well. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. They lost the football game. That sucks. They're 0-1. They've got the Bills coming up. They could be staring 0-2 in the face, and you know how the NFL goes. You know how it goes. 0-2 is a hard enough hole to get out of. So, I mean, there are still issues with this team, but I felt, leaving the game, it's not so much that I'm taking a moral victory. I guess I'm parsing words here. I just looked at the Jets and said, that's a product that is clearly better than it was. And that's a product that I see things that I have no reason to believe won't be there next week. And it's a version of a team that moving forward looks like a competent football team with an identity and a game plan and an ability to execute that game plan. And maybe we're being easy on them because we watch the Giants right alongside of them have none of that. But I saw a football team with a plan and identity. All this talk about culture and everything that this coach was going to bring outside of the penalty and the fumble that hurt you and same some of the same mistakes. You did see a lot of this stuff. They were tough. They were physical. They got a penalty protecting their quarterback, which, which sucks. But at the same time, that's a penalty you're somewhat okay with. Like, you got to be out there, protect. They were playing for each other. They had a game plan. They executed it. You saw a lot of positives.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ultimately, it's a loss, and yes, I mean, I thought, you know, Aaron Rodgers looked really good, and, you know, the turnover and the back-to-back scores were tough, but they end up coming back and taking the lead again, and you got beat by a great quarterback and a 60-yard field goal, and Aaron Rodgers, after the game, talking about how he was excited to beat everyone associated with the Jets, and he had to prove to them that he could still play. Well, he did, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be a damn good football team this year. I truly do. I've been saying that all year. I think him and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be really good this year. And it's frustrating to see him in victory formation from most Jet fans. I guess some on the other side of the glass are okay with it. But I just thought that it's a game that you can take a lot from. And I don't know if you expected to be a playoff team anyway, but it's a game that you feel good about your team afterwards. I don't know how else it's don't get me wrong, it sucks. And I know there'll always be the dilemma. And we'll get into this right now. I'm sure many of you Jet fans don't want to hear this or don't care about this and are just looking to have some confident football and the young kids giving it to you. But again, Justin Fields, is this him? And even if this is him, how good is this? And is this the kind of guy you want to give a long-term contract to? Is this the next? Because that's always the question, right? Obviously, we know with the Giants that it's not Russell Wilson. It's not Jameis Winston. The next future quarterback of the New York Giants is Jackson Dart. It's just a matter of when we see him. The Jets are in the middle of this transformation and this new era, and they're going to try and figure out who the future quarterback of this team is. The biggest question any franchise has to answer before they can consider themselves real contenders for a Super Bowl. Is Justin Fields the kind of quarterback that can get you to a Super Bowl? And this first game, I thought he looked really damn good. But that's what they're going to wrestle with at the end of the year, depending on how he plays. Now, they might be in a position where they have no other choice. If they win some games and they're too far away to draft a young quarterback, and you know, I doubt you're going to find one in free agency, so they might be stuck into giving Justin Fields a contract, but you can win football games with what we saw yesterday. There is no doubt about it. You can win a lot of football games. You can be a playoff team. You can win playoff games with what I saw. I've been down on Justin Fields. He was part of my wheel of quarterback crap in the offseason. I hated the signing. I still don't know how I feel about it. He played better than I thought he could. That was an impressive first game in a Jets uniform for Justin Fields. And we'll see if it continues. It's going to be an interesting quarterback, interesting season to debate whether or not he's the guy moving forward, how many games he has to win, how well he has to play, how dynamic he has to be in both the run game and the pass game. Like, but for the first go-round in a Jets uniform, he looked in complete control. Nothing surprised him. He didn't run like a chicken with his head cut off. He ran with a purpose. He ran with his eyes down the field. He made plays off the run, throwing it down the field. He threw a beautiful deep pass for a touchdown to a wide open Garrett Wilson, but still made a nice pass, completed it, touchdown, made a pass over the middle and kind of, you know, fitted into a small window. I thought he played well. And I think off of the first game after the years of crap that Jet fans have seen, to have a new regime, a new head coach, new coordinators, new GM, new everything, and to step on the field and do exactly what they told you they were going to do is refreshing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.